This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Alexei Navalny's team confirms his death and says his mother is searching for his body. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
Alexei Navalny's team confirms his death, and they demand that his body should be handed over to his family immediately. Alexei Navalny's spokesperson confirmed that the Russian opposition leader has died at a remote Arctic penal colony, but it is unclear where his body is. Prison authorities informed his team that the body would not be handed over to his relatives until further investigations had been completed. In St. Petersburg, residents gathered near the city's monument to political prisoners to mourn Navalny's passing. Hours after Navalny's death was reported, his wife expressed doubt about the news from Russian authorities and called for accountability for the harm inflicted upon their country, family, and her husband. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
At the Munich Security Conference, the U.S. pledges to continue military aid for Ukraine. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Vice President Kamala Harris speaking in Germany.
We stand with Ukraine.
Says the United States and its allies can't afford to let Russia win its war against Ukraine, pointing to the aggression by Russia's President Vladimir Putin.
Hostile to democratic principles, not to mention what we learned about in the last 24 hours.
Referring to the death of Putin's political foe, Alexei Navalny, she calls on Congress to pass the aid that was pledged.
Political gamesmanship has no role to play in what is fundamentally about the significance of standing with an ally.
While President Volodymyr Zelensky told reporters he doesn't feel betrayed by the U.S. because he's confident the aid is coming. I'm Jackie Quinn.
For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Outgoing Netherlands Prime Minister Mark Rutte called on his fellow Europeans at the Munich Security Conference to stop whining about what former U.S. President and current presidential candidate Donald Trump might do if he's reelected. VOA's Jeff Custer explains.
Trump this week sparked outrage in Europe, saying that if reelected in November, he would not defend NATO allies who fail to spend enough on defense. Speaking as part of a panel at the Munich Security Conference, Rutte said Europe should in any case be spending more on defense and wrapping up ammunition production because defeating Putin in Ukraine is crucial for Europe. Rutte said European leaders need to focus on what they can control.
Stop moaning and whining and nagging about Trump. We do not spend more on defense or we ramp up ammunition production because Trump might come back. It's up to the Americans. I'm not an American. I cannot vote in the U.S. and we have to work with whoever is on the dance floor. So we have to do this because we want to do this, because it is in our interest.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Russian forces have taken complete control of the Ukrainian city of Avdiivka. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu told the Kremlin on Saturday that Russian forces were now working to clear the final pockets of resistance at the Avdiivka coke and chemical plant, officials said in a statement. The announcement came the same day that Ukraine's military chief said he was withdrawing troops from the city, where outnumbered defenders battled a Russian assault for 4 months. The timing is critical as Russia is looking for a morale boost ahead of the second anniversary of its war in Ukraine. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on the investigation into a deadly shooting at the University of Colorado.
Police say the deaths of two people shot in a dorm room at the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs, Friday morning are being investigated as homicides and do not appear to be murder-suicide. Chancellor Jennifer Sobonet calls it a tragedy and says the school as well as the larger community is in mourning.
Our hearts are overcome by grief as unspeakable violence has reached into our campus, our home.
The chancellor says counseling services are being made available, and then on Monday they plan a day of healing for students. I'm Julie Walker.
French President Emmanuel Macron says recognizing a Palestinian state is not a, quote, taboo for France. He spoke amid growing international frustration with Israel's actions in Gaza and other Palestinian territories. France and the EU have long supported a two-state solution in the Mideast, but as part of a negotiated settlement. Talks are stalled, and some European countries are voicing support for recognizing Palestine sooner. France is unlikely to take such a decision unilaterally, but France holds important diplomatic weight as one of just five permanent members of the UN Security Council. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.